judgment is nigh, for that Belschnickel is I.
Yes, he is finally nigh.
I am nigh.
Every year, my grandfather would dress up as Belschnickel at Christmas. He was okay at it. I am great.
Welcome back to Your Average Podcast. This is Anthony.
This is Panda.
And we're a podcast that leaves no topic unheard. This is a very special Christmas episode because I don't know if we're going to have time to record the week of Christmas. So we're going to release it a week early. But if we do, hey, cool beans to you because you get bonus episodes next week. Maybe. I don't know. But tonight, we really don't have a huge big topic to talk about. A sort of a serious topic, but we do have some Christmas theme monsters or creatures to talk about, and that's what we're gonna bring to you guys tonight. I'm just kidding, guys. We do have a lot of topics to talk about, but we thought, in the Christmas spirit of things, because it is a very Merry Christmas, that we want to leave you with a little bit of spookiness. So, yeah, and as you heard from our intro, Our code open, we're going to be talking about Belschnickel first. And then Panda has a creature that I don't know who it is, but
it's a gremlin, guys. I'm talking about gremlin.
He's talking about fucking gremlins. And he's going to be talking about it after this one. So, if you like The Office, like I do, then you enjoy that first code opening, and you're welcome. Because we like to do those things for you, because we love you. Anyways, so with the story.
Belschnickel was a popular Christmas character developed around the Middle Ages in European countries. Germany was known to have both happy and grim gift bringers, and the Belschnickel was the very grim one. He was not only the most feared, but also got children to behave nicely through the year, so that they could receive gifts during Christmas. Belschnickel is the first character in the history of Christmas characters who clearly distinguished between good children and bad children, unlike Santa Claus, who presented gifts to those whose names were on the famous Santa list, the naughty or nice list for you American people out there. Belschnickel would mainly leave switches for children who were bad through the year, and would also leave small toys, socks, mittens, candies, or fruits for the well-behaved children he came across. On the eve of Christmas, just before everyone would go to bed, Belschnickel would announce his arrival by knocking on the window panes or doors. The children actually get to see Belschnickel, unlike Santa Claus, who travels down the chimney while the children are asleep, with a black bag in one hand and a mask covering his face. Belschnickel is considered more of a Robin Hood type of character during the Christmas and had an eerie superhero slash bad guy quality to him. It is said that children would either love him or absolutely fear him. There are, of course, scarier versions of Belschnickel legend, that he used to drag naughty children into the forest and make them pay for their mischievous behavior throughout the year. Other stories suggest that he used to kidnap naughty children from their beds and never return them to their parents. However, Belschnickel would often give them a chance to redeem themselves if they deserved it. They were either made to dance, do tricks, sing, or recite poems. Depending on what Belschnickel wanted to hear, the story of Belschnickel is enough to incite fear in children. No wonder then that he later disappeared into obscurity after introducing a myriad of Christmas characters into the picture. Nowadays, the story of Belschnickel is recited or even depicted in parts of Germany to wreak some Christmas havoc for good humor and to scare naughty children. Baelish Nichols' appearance is shown as a thin, lanky person who dresses up in fur, clothing, pants. His face wears a mask and attaches bells to his costume. With his one hand, he is seen carrying a bag of gifts and treats for good children, and in the other hand, he would have a switch or a whip for bad children. His costume was black in color and usually reflected his grim character. Children feared this masked figure, though he was viewed as a hero in the eyes of many good children.
So, you don't want to run into this guy during Christmas because he's going to swoop you. And he's more likely going to kidnap you and make you sing and dance for his amusement. So, please behave and don't get Baelish Nichols walking down. Not walking down.
Walking down.
Tapping on your window pane or your door, because there's going to be some. There's going to be some 411 going on. Some missing 411. So, be careful out there, guys. Now we have Monsieur Panion. Panda. Panya. Monsieur Panda. Coming in with his story. I have no idea what he's talking about. I kind of think I know what he's talking about, but I don't know. Maybe we'll figure out what happens.
Alright, so I'm going to be doing the Krampus story.
Woohoo! Krampus! Oh.
What the fuck was that?
Oh my god, it's Krampus!
Alrighty.
So everyone is familiar with Santa Claus, that jolly old elf who makes his way from house to house on Christmas Eve to deliver toys to the godly children of the world. Here in the USA, some may know of Saint Nick, European heritage, but few are familiar with his dark companion, Krampus. In many Alpine European towns, the celebration of Saint Nicholas Day would not be the same without a celebration on its eve, December 5th, honoring the Dark Servant. Originated in German folklore as early as the 1600s, Krampus is believed to be a bestial creature who accompanies Saint Nicholas on his earthly journey. While Saint Nicholas rewards the good children with gifts and sweets, Krampus dispenses punishment to the wicked children who have straight from the path of good. It is said he takes care of Saint Nick's naughty list. Why, the mere sight of Krampus alone is enough to turn any wrongdoer toward more peaceful pursuits. The name Krampus is derived from the old High German word for claw. This towering 7 foot tall, hairy creature is depicted as having bulging eyes, a whip-like tongue, pointed ears, and horns atop his head. He carries a pitchfork, or more traditionally, a bundle of birch, to menace children as he travels through town on a pair of mismatched feet, one cloven hoof, the other a bear-like claw. Wayward children caught by Krampus are spanked, whipped, and even shackled to be spirited away in either a basket or barrel to Krampus' lair. Once there, they receive further punishment until they are repentant. Krampus festivals throughout Alpine communities kick off the holiday season with townspeople dressing in Krampus costumes, running rampant through the streets and putting a scare in the youngsters. After the children have been given a proper fright to ensure they stay on the straight and narrow, the rowdy Krampus are rewarded with holiday spirits, traditionally beer and schnapps. In fact, Krampus celebrations have become so popular that they can last for days before the arrival of St. Nicholas on December 6th. For those who revel in the spirited fun of Halloween, Krampus Fest is the perfect addition to your traditional Christmas and holiday festivities.
So yeah, there's the story of the good old Krampus, man. Just another dark side to the good side of things.
There's always a negative and an evil.
A yin and a yang.
A yin and a yang to everything. That kind of
even in this holiday time that we're going through right now. Even then, man. Everything can go wrong and will go wrong. Oh shit. Here we go again.
I don't think every can and everything will go wrong. It's just like, I mean, you can be... You have to find some sort of cheer in something that... I mean, especially if you're going through some shit right now. I mean, you have to find some sort of cheer, some sort of fellowship or something like that in everyday life. I mean, whether it be Christmas or Thanksgiving or just something about these...
The pain makes it feel alive.
Yeah, that, you know, but just something that just makes you feel good, you know, being around family, being around friends, and, you know, whether it be exchanging gifts or offering, you know, solace to someone who's, you know, less unfortunate, you know, something like that. Just something to make, you know, not just make you feel good, but just kind of making a difference in someone else's world or something like that. So, but it's also good to reflect on the bad things too, because you could be kidnapped by Krampus or get whipped by Bettelschnickel.
Both of them are from German descent. That's the good old Germans.
Good old Germans, man. Hey, man, I'm half German.
You're as much half German as I am half white.
If you. Well, that might explain my love for sauerkraut, because I love fucking sauerkraut a lot. I like it on hot dogs. I like it on rice and ground beef. I like sauerkraut.
That'll explain my love for pop punk.
Pop punk's trash.
Being white.
Pop punk's trash. Play some Skinner. Anyways, but that's the episode. We hope that you have a very merry Christmas, and we hope that you lose those 10 pounds that you say you're going to lose at the beginning of the year for New Year's, and we got to do a New Year's episode. Are we just gonna be lit? And
I'm brown, so yeah, I probably am.
Probably am. Eat pozole at the end of the night. Yeah. 12 o'clock, you know? Yeah.
Show up to work the next day. Yep.
Shit. Oh. Well, that's a lot of us. You're gonna be lit. You gotta wake up the next morning. Be like, oh shit, here we go again.
Oh man, so we'll be off. Come back and do my Wednesday on fucking Thursday. Oof.
It's gonna be.
Here we go again.
Oh, it's gonna be fun. Good times. Anyway, guys, so
thank you for stopping by.
Stay safe out there. If you're gonna drink, please drink responsibly. If you're gonna be out there being an Uber or a Lyft driver, taking care of these drunk people out there, hey, stay safe too.
Anyway, throw outside of your car.
Huh?
Tell them to throw up outside of your car.
Yeah, tell them to throw outside your car or charge them a huge surplus. And
you want to hear a fucked up joke that I just remembered?
What's that?
Do you want to know why Mexicans make so many tamales?
Why?
For Christmas?
Why?
So they have something to unwrap.
I don't know whether to laugh or to be shook. I fucked up. Shit. Oh my god. Oh my god.
Alrighty, guys. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Get lit and then get fit for your New Year's resolution. We'll see you next time.
Bye. You didn't say peace this time. Thank you.